Hello, I'm Sid. I'm an alcoholic. I want to thank you guys for letting me come speak today. My home group is the Sober at 7 in Apollo Beach. We meet every Tuesday at 7. And I do have a sponsor. I sponsor others. And let me start sharing. I'm originally from Tennessee. I was actually live in Lynchburg, Tennessee, real close to Lindsay in Tullahoma. And my dad worked for Jack Daniels, which was great for an alcoholic because he got like 3 bottles of liquor every single month for free. So my first drink was about 12, and I started drinking daily from about age 12 to 14 or so whenever I moved to Florida. And then I found out it's kind of hard to find alcohol without a parent that works for a distillery. So I found other things, and I started smoking pot. I did that for about 5 years, and I don't know, it changed my inhibitions quite a bit. I noticed I did things that I normally wouldn't do now. Like if you would get in trouble for it and it wasn't socially acceptable, it was definitely for me. That was my kind of stuff to do. Like I liked trouble, and I got in quite a bit of it. I spent most of my middle school career in ISS, about 2 or 3 times a week at least. Anybody knows about that? ATOS? That's pretty fun. Didn't go to that, though. That wasn't fun. Could, like, rob houses instead of go to ATOS. But anyways. Yeah, so then I started going to high school, and I made myself, like, one of those solemn oaths. I wouldn't smoke weed anymore, and I would be a good person, and I would do good things. And that worked great for about a month. And then I found I'd start smoking again because I just couldn't take life without having some kind of substance in me. I had to have something, you know. And I started getting more trouble there, ISS, suspensions, and then I got the bright idea in a video production class to try to make like a Girls Gone Wild tape. And well, anyways, I recorded a fight, and AP got it, and he rewinded the tape too far back, and I got expelled. So that was great for me, though, because I didn't have to go to school anymore, so I could spend most of my time getting messed up, you know? And, at 15, without a job, getting messed up is kind of difficult, so I had to do difficult and shady things, which I had no problem with in the first place. So I did that. How much time do I have? All right. So I started doing that, and I got a job at the airport, which was great, but then I actually hurt my back one time lifting a fire hydrant. This guy worked for Tico, and he didn't tell me there was a fire hydrant in a carry-on bag, so that sucked. And I found out my new, I found out a new drug, pills, opiates, and I started doing that pretty much regularly with alcohol every single day. And that was great. I mean, with alcohol, I would drink until I was, like, completely blacked out and couldn't do anything. The good thing with the pills was at least I could get really, really messed up and kind of try to do the same things I was doing every single day. So it kind of let me do what normal people did, just not normal. And, yeah, that was fun. So I did that for a couple years, and it started off with, like, a $20 habit, and then it went up to, like, a $150 habit in a couple months. And that was fun. And I started doing things that I wouldn't do, stealing stuff out of people's bags, working at the airport, checking people's bags in, charging people for, like, overweight bags and just pocketing the money. Uncle. And, just completely unmanageable, completely sad, depressed all the time, isolating myself. It got to the point where all I wanted to do was drink and be by myself. And that was pretty crappy. And let's see here. Oh, then I lost my job because I decided instead of going to work and then buying drugs, I would just drive to work to buy my drugs when I was supposed to work and then come back home. And your job doesn't like that. So I got fired. And then with the $150 habit, that wasn't fun. So I started robbing and dealing. And that doesn't work out very good either because I was messing with shady people, got jacked a couple times, owed a couple $1,000, and lost my car, had to give it to the drug dealer so I wouldn't, like, get shot. Well, my family, rather, because I really didn't care about myself at the time. I didn't care if I died or not. It wasn't, like, an important thing to me. I'd rather just die than just keep on living the way I was, because it sucked. And, let's see here. Got more time. Let's see. I did the drug dealing thing. That didn't work out too well. then I tried quitting on my own for a couple times, and it wasn't working for me. I'd make it like a couple weeks, and then for some reason, they say it in the book, like you would never have like a good reason for going back and using again, and that was exactly me. I couldn't tell you why I used again. There was no good reason. I knew there wasn't a solution to what I was doing, but that was the only solution that I knew, even though it wasn't a solution. It's just like a postponement of your problems, not a solution of your problems. And yeah, so I had quite a bit of problems postponed up from the last like 12 years. Four Step was like 50 something people at least, or no, 68. Yeah, anyways, went to detox. I went to Axe Detox. Has anybody gone there? Yeah, that's a fun place. It wasn't really that bad, though. Just the people bitching all the time about how bad it was, but they volunteered to go there, so, yeah. And I got out of detox. I went to went to a meeting, because they told me to go to a meeting, even though I didn't think a meeting was going to do anything for me. I thought I was completely hopeless and completely different from every single person in the room, because I was special, but I'm not. You guys are a lot like me, well, almost exactly like me. I can relate to everyone in here. And I met a guy that I had talked to in the detox, and he told me to go to another meeting the next day. And I was like, well, this is kind of crazy, another meeting every single day. I only have to go like once a week, maybe. And I did, because I didn't want to like lose my house and place to live. And I'd already been kicked out a couple times, and it wasn't going to work for me living on the street, because it kind of sucks. But so I went to a meeting, and I met my sponsor there, and I was pretty desperate, because I was almost ready to die. I mean, I had tried killing myself a couple times unsuccessfully. I never like tried shooting myself, which was probably best, because I didn't have a gun at the time. I tried like overdosing alcohol and pills. That doesn't work. I just woke up hungover. But started working the steps, and it was crazy. Like the first three steps I did the first day with him, and then he had me get down on my knees and do the third step prayer with him, and told me to memorize it. And then he told me to make three columns and do the fourth step. And the fourth step was like a list of all your resentments. And I didn't even think I had that many resentments until I actually sat down for a couple hours and wrote my resentments down. And I had no idea why I had to do that in the first place, because I didn't know that that would make me feel better. I was just like, he's just making me do stupid things, like make my bed and call him every single day. But it worked. I mean, I sat down and I talked to him, and I mean, I immediately, after I shared every single one of my deepest, darkest secrets with him, felt a weight off my shoulders. And after that, I was pretty eager to keep on doing the rest of my steps, which I'm glad I was, because the fifth and the sixth right after the fourth, and then I started making my eighth step, and I started making an amends, and the amends was great. That's when I really had like a spiritual awakening, or whatever you call it, a relationship with God, and that was awesome. And I started making the amends, then I started doing the ninth. Well, that was the ninth, and the tenth, and all that crap. And I do the tenth. I'm not the best at my tenth step, though. I don't do it every single day like I should, but I try. And now I'm actually able to have a sponsee. I just picked a sponsee up like 2 days ago. Pretty awesome. And I heard like, you hear in meetings like, oh, it's such a blessing to get a sponsee, you know, and you're like, until you get a sponsee, you don't actually understand what a blessing it is. You're just like, okay, I'll take your word for it. It's a blessing. Until you feel the blessing, it's great. How much time do I have? 7 minutes? Oh. Okay, that's good. And let me see here. Yeah, I mean, just living the steps and trying to get rid of my will, because my will is always messed up. And let's see what else. Talking to people about your great ideas that you think are great ideas, that's one of the great things about having sponsors and like a fellowship, people that you can call every day, because a lot of times my ideas are sick and demented and just not right. And they'll call you out on it, which is great, because, well, I don't make as many mistakes. I don't have to make a big, long 10-step every night. And, yeah, this is my first time talking in front of people who aren't in detox. You guys are, like, all clean and stuff, so it's kind of weird. So, with that, I'll pass. Sid, thank you, guys. Done.